This is VOA News. I'm Mike Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden said there will be a Western military response if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. Responding to a reporter's question, Biden said whether or not you're asking whether NATO would cross into Ukraine and to confront Russian forces, we'd make that decision at the time. The U.S. president said at the headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, that Russia should be removed from the group of 20 major economies and that Ukraine be allowed to attend G20 meetings. The president said the U.S. intends to offer Ukraine $1 billion in humanitarian assistance and accept Ukraine refugees. Sarga Magani picks up that portion of the story.
The official says the U.S. will accept up to 100,000 refugees. The White House had been saying it would allow some of the 3.5 million leaving their homeland to come to America, but officials expected most would want to stay in Europe. Still, refugee agencies have been urging the Biden administration to do more, including by speeding up entry for those who are already applying to enter the U.S. through a refugee program. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, addressing the summit via video, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his military needed fighter jets, tanks, and improved air and sea defense systems as he warned Russia would attack NATO member Poland and other Eastern European countries. A White House statement issued Thursday said, Between now and the NATO summit in June, we will develop plans for additional forces and capabilities to strengthen NATO defenses. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website.